Grace and peace to you on this day. Here we are on Thirsty Thursday, flying through Advent. And we are going to be talking today about Matthew 3:1-12. Matthew 3:1-12, the proclamation of John the Baptist, the telling of what is to come, the pointing to what is to come, the Savior of the world. And we'll read that here in a moment. But today I want us to think about finding hope in the wilderness. Finding hope in the wilderness. That is a thirst worth paying attention to. Get thirsty for finding hope in the wilderness, for God is there in that place. Again, this theme comes from our LWF partners, our LWR partners, as we give our lives to impacting lives both here and around the world by sharing resource, food, shelter, companionship, the journey of life's way. Well, did you know one of those wilderness places that LWR works with is in Peru? They've been working since 2011 to improve food security, to strengthen livelihoods and support health and nutrition in Castro Verena, a remote Andean region of Peru. I've been to Peru. The people, the culture, the food, the mountains, all incredible. And through your love, LWR works to increase yields of nutritious food by training indigenous farmers on organic production methods, including seed banks, post-harvest storage, and family greenhouses. By strengthening small livestock rearing and the availability of natural iron supplements, not only do families have greater access to meat, but childhood anemia is also decreasing. Farmers are also trained to market their organic potato and vegetable crops, for example, selling to organic potato chip markets in Europe to help manage their farm income. LWR coordinates with educational institutions and health facilities to promote social and behavioral change that advances good nutrition and hygiene habits. Home visits raise awareness about anemia and parasites. They teach children about the importance of hand washing, and they improve household hygiene practices. For children, anemia blocks correct brain development, limiting their learning and opportunities in the future. Your generosity that we give through the church to LWR makes all the difference. It grows strong and healthy, thriving homes, and it leads communities in their future. Right there, folks, is hope, grace in action, right? That is hope in action. And when you think about people both here and around the world, we're all very similar in so many ways. Most focus on the dissimilarities, but we're focused on the similarities. And here's one. We all have hopes and dreams for ourselves and for our families. Most just want to be growing up to be kind and happy. And that would be enough. I think all at our base foundation would dream of a world that's kind and happy. Well, let's turn to our Bible here. You see, in today's gospel, John the Baptist appears in the wilderness and proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." His voice cries out in the wilderness, an unexpected place to hear God's word. John was considered a wild man, eating locust and honey, living on the margins of society, called to live in a different way. When we think of repentance, we often think of feeling sorry for the things that we've done wrong. And that's certainly part of repentance, but John is inviting us to think more deeply. Repenting is a chance to turn away from the values of this world, which leave us dissatisfied. Things like status, wealth, and power, and allows us to reframe our thinking in preparation for Jesus' birth. That's why I'm so glad Advent comes every year, just like Christmas comes every year. A time to reorient, to rethink, to redevelop, to reimagine. We need that time. In Advent, you see, we are called to make room for Jesus to enter our lives. We hear John's message of repentance and confession in preparation of the coming Savior, and we are reminded that his is a message for us as well. We too are called to repent and confess our sins so that Christ's love can come into us and transform our lives for the sake of the world. Jesus is coming, not to condemn us for our sins, but rather to help us to see his face in our neighbors. Oh, church, could you imagine if that, over all these years, was the primary teaching? Instead of living in fear, worried about the sin, naming so many sins, driving people out because of their sin, what if we imagined that Jesus is coming to help us to see his face in our neighbors? And when we see his face in our neighbors, we learn how to love instead of turning away from each other to turn toward each other. You see, this Advent, we have an opportunity to think differently about how we help bring Jesus' promise of a better future to the world, to our community, whether that be here in the U.S. or in places like Peru. And so let's read this text from Matthew chapter 3, from John. Now in those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sin. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." The Gospel of our Lord. Well, what captured your attention in that short Bible reading? Was it the axe laying at the root of the tree that's ready to cut the tree down, the one that does not bear good fruit? How often have we been too quick to take an axe to something and cut it down, not giving it enough of a chance to bear fruit? Was it brood of vipers? John the Baptist getting in somebody's face and saying, "Who warned you? Bear fruit worthy of repentance." Fully turn around and acknowledge this Lord of life. Was it John himself and how he was dressed or what he would eat? There's a lot there to grab your attention. The one for me is prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. I get excited about that. So much of preparation of Advent and preparation of Christmas is preparing that highway, that super highway into my heart and into my mind and into my soul, into the church, to remember this Lord of life. You see, John preached boldly in the wilderness, and he lived a lifestyle outside the norm for that time. So think back to a time when you needed to act boldly in your life of faith. Was there a time where you had to wake up and live differently? Is there a time that you stepped forward in faith in such a way that you felt, this is more bold than I've ever been? Well, what did you do? And how was it received? Take a few moments to think and consider that. And then what is one thing in your life that you would like to change right here, right now, in this season? What is one thing in your life that you would like to change? Take some time to reflect on that. Think deeply on where God might be calling you into a different way of living and serving. This is how we make room for Jesus. Where might God be calling you into a different way of living and serving? And then answer this. What are some things that you are hopeful for in the coming year? And how can you reframe your thinking to allow for the kingdom of God to flourish? Ah, church, this is good. This is good. What are you hopeful for? We're called to be a people of hope, to reorient toward hope, to turn our face toward hope. So how can you reframe your thinking to allow for the kingdom of God to flourish? You see, if you let the world get you discouraged, if you let the world dash your hopes and you get your head down, you're going to miss out on that voice in the wilderness. You're going to miss out looking into the face of another and seeing Jesus looking back at you. So I encourage you today to think on allowing the kingdom of God to flourish in your life in a new way. Let's pray. Holy One, your voice cries out to us from the wilderness, beckoning us to repent. As we navigate the wilderness spaces of our lives, and there are so many, and the wildernesses that we have created for others, let us be guided by one voice, your voice. Turn us back from our sins and selfishness and turn us back towards you. Give us hearts filled with hope and expectation for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Well, it sounds like I got to run. An airplane just took off right next to my window. The Spirit's on the move. Keep your head up, church. Think about the kingdom of God flourishing in your life for the sake of all. And stay thirsty, my friends.